Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is with so much love and gratitude that I connect again with you today during this weekly radio show, The Power of Transformation. And it is all about transformation, isn't it? My name is Brigitte Boyer and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me, of course, as usual, is Ascended Master Saint Germain, Master of Transformation and Freedom, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also connect with me via Twitter or contact me directly by email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. This is just another way to receive additional support on your journey of transformation and liberation. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. So now that I've done the introduction, let's focus on the purpose of tonight, divine illumination. We are 2 days before the next full moon. Even if you're listening to this recording at a later time, now that time and space during this radio show will mean nothing, because you're going to be taken beyond time and space to the place of the first full moon in Taurus, in the zodiac sign of Taurus, where the Vesak festival is celebrated. It is a very, very sacred time. And to envision the sacredness of this time, you have to understand that in the old times, there were those who went on this pilgrimage path weeks before the actual festival and journeyed through very difficult conditions along passages through the Himalayan into this valley. And it was at a time where the snow just had melted or just openings even took place. And you truly felt the powers of the elements upon you, the wind in your face, the earth responding to every step that you take or took at that time, and also the power of the water element. Because if you've ever been on a quest or any long journey, especially if it is one that you take alone, feelings come up. You enter the space of inner stillness and you hear a voice that talks to you. And this voice is very sacred, because first you're going to hear all kinds of messages and self-judgment and why I'm doing this. And you have to break through your ego, your lower self, that wants to make you believe that the path you're on is too overwhelming, is too much, you can't be on it, you have to turn around. But when you break through this, when you don't let yourself be intimidated by this voice, incredibly beautiful things can happen. And doesn't this really relate also to our day-to-day life? We've all chosen to be on the path of enlightenment, opening ourselves up to greater illumination, to more wisdom, to being more connected to spirit. And so often we find ourselves hearing a voice that wants to get us off the path, that is saying to us that this is too much. Why are you doing this? You're getting too open, too sensitive, too vulnerable. How will you ever be able to handle all of that? And yet, you know deepest in your heart that you can't turn around. There's only one way, and that is a way home. The home within your own heart, the home within yourself. And so The Vesak Festival very much symbolizes a time of renewal, a time of recommitment, and it makes it so special because Buddha, for now several thousand years, chooses to descend into the lower realms of Earth. And that is quite a sacrifice for a divine being like Buddha, because he is so high in frequency, but he loves humanity so much that he descends into the Vesak Valley at that full moon to be the bridge, to be the intermediary, to anchor higher frequencies of love, of light, of divine wisdom into those who are available on Earth to receive it, and to then in turn become also intermediaries to send it out to the rest of the world. And the vision I want you to have of this celebration is a beautiful valley surrounded by mountains, many, many masters and initiates being present as the moon rises. And there is quite a large crystal that has been brought out and put into the center of the valley. On this crystal, there is a ball of water. And there's purpose to that. Because when Buddha descends, he not only will send out these higher frequencies to everyone present in the valley, whether it's through astral travel, etherically, or physically, but he will also send it into the water. And the water then will be consumed by all those who are present. And there's so much symbology to water. I'm sure you might have found in your own life that sometimes emotions and feelings can be overwhelming. They can be like a tidal wave throwing you into many directions. And yet it is that what makes us so uniquely special. And so the water element becomes a very powerful ally if we work with it right and don't see it as an enemy. It allows us to become these beautiful conduits of high frequencies of love and light into the world. And considering that we as humans are almost 80% made out of water, considering how much water there is on the earth, in the oceans, then you know that the water element is a key aspect for us to pay attention to. And often with water, we see quite a bit of turmoil, whether it's storms, whether it is floodings, whether it is tidal waves. And really, these are wake-up calls for us to pay attention, to what is happening around us, to pay attention to the earth calling out to us, saying, I am here, I am part of you. You can't just ignore me. You can't just ignore your neighbors either. You got to pay attention. So when we walk now the sacred path of illumination that Saint Germain is going to be taking us on, I want to invite you to truly think about how you would like to recommit on your path to be of service. You wouldn't be listening to this radio show if you are not in some form or way committed to be of service to humanity, to Earth, to the animal kingdom, to the plant kingdom, whatever it is. You feel compelled to go through the process of transformation, to consciously be on the path of enlightenment, to assist and support others to do the same, and to lift your consciousness and awareness to look beyond the veil of separation and see the divinity within everything. And that is what Buddha has seen. When he walked the path of enlightenment, he was able to see right to the core of suffering, that suffering and pain and our separation came from illusions, from belief systems where we kept ourselves limited. And so his deep desire is, by bringing this higher frequency of illumination to all those who are willing to receive them, is the hope that you can begin to see with clarity where your belief systems have just become a mechanism to keep yourself bonded in a way and limited, instead of allowing yourself to experience every moment anew, every day as a new beginning, learning about yourself, learning about the gifts you hold, and empowering others to do the same. Live and let live my dad always used to say growing up, and there's so much meaning to that. Live and let live, and that starts with your own self, allowing yourself to live and to express yourself in ways that you might have been afraid of before. But now's the time, through love, to begin expressing your true self with maybe a little firmness, because you have something to say, but it doesn't have to be through anger. It can be through love. Love for someone else might feel hurtful because they are not ready for it, but it doesn't make it wrong. It makes it right when you speak out of love of the truths that you choose to live in, without forcing it upon someone else, but being determined that that is the space that you are willing to create for your own self. And I invite you to very much think for a moment about when you are in the Vesak Valley and there's going to be the Holy Trinity represented by the Manu, who is the highest office of the first ray. Then Saint Germain will also be present. Paul the Venetian will represent the Mahachohan, the position of the Mahachohan this time. Lord Maitreya will be present. And so there are three of them present who are going to bring in that higher frequency and then usher it out to those around. As a matter of fact, it is Lord Maitreya who takes it in first from Buddha and who then will give it, move it forward to the other masters, who then in turn will move it forward to you. So think about what it is that you feel in the next 12 months that you want assistance with, that you feel very passionate about to manifest here on Earth as a form of service to Earth and humanity. And so I invite you right now to very much sit in a comfortable position, more so than under normal circumstances. This is going to be a little bit of an astral journey where you're going to be taken out of your body to the Vesak Valley, and Saint Germain is going to guide you in this process. So just allow this to take place. Close your eyes, open your hands, palm up. This is a time where you're going to be receiving. Greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of the weekly radio show. Now that this is truly an auspicious time that you're preparing yourself for, the time of the Vesak Festival, and it is my great honor to take you there for you not only to experience the feeling of being among like-minded brethren, but for you to also receive much necessary empowerment, enlightenment, support, so that the path that you're on does not have to be difficult and painful, that it can be easy and effortless for you. The key always for you is to surrender to your divine I Am presence. It is to allow unfoldment to take place instead of forcing it to take place. So I invite you very much to release any preconceived ideas right now, to be in a place simply of allowance. Allow whatever needs to happen to happen. Don't overanalyze it. Don't question it. You certainly can question it, but still just be willing to to allow everything to be shown to you at the appropriate time. Even if you feel that very little happened, be prepared that throughout the days and weeks ahead, much unfolding shall take place for you. So at this time, take a few deep breaths. Allow yourself to think within your own inner self, deep into your vastness of your inner self. And at this time, we are calling on Archangel Metatron to create a Merkaba vehicle and to bring down the sacred geometry Merkaba vehicle. And you can envision it in form of a sphere of light, to bring it down around you and let it settle around you at the center. And in this process, feel your light body, your higher self, your soul self, step out of your body into that sphere of light, into that Merkaba that is now slowly lifting you up, lifting your light body up. And you can envision your light body as a mirror image of your physical body, but it is not your physical body. Allow your light body to lift up out of the room that you're sitting in, out into space, into the higher realms. And just let yourself be lifted up. You can even see now the earth becoming smaller and smaller. And in this place, we are now going to create a time-space continuum, a portal, so to speak, that when this Merkaba moves through this portal, it takes you exactly to the time of when the full moon is about to rise in the Vesak Valley at the time of the Vesak Festival. So see your Merkaba floating through a portal now. And know that as you're now moving back towards the earth, it is that sacred time of the Vesak Festival. And so allow the sphere of light to take you towards the Himalayan. And you can see the beautiful mountains, the snow-covered mountains, beckoning to you. Is the purity that they hold, the purity of illumination, the purity of light. And allow this Merkaba vehicle, that sphere of light, to slowly get you closer to that valley that is surrounded and yet filled with torches and light. And you can see many masters, many initiates, many disciples already present. Some are using singing bowls to heighten the vibration in the valley. Some are using drums. Some are using mantras. And there's that presence of love and non-judgment and the feeling of being invited that is touching you at the core of yourself. You will not feel like a stranger. You will not feel like you're not meant to be here or that you're not good enough. You are good enough and you are ready for this. You're ready to be among your brothers and sisters of light. And so the Merkaba is now landing in the valley, allowing you to step out and to be among those who are already present. Take a moment to just feel this all-encompassing love. You feel that you can just be, and all is good. You can be who you are, and you can receive. And you notice in the center that there is a smaller gathering of masters. You can see me, Saint Germain, standing there too. You can see Jesus the Christ. You can see the Manu himself, creating a holy trinity. You can see Master Paul the Venetian, who's also holding his place there at that ball of water at Lord Maitreya. And suddenly everyone stops. The whole valley gets very, very quiet. And there's a sacredness in that quiet anticipation. And you can feel it within your own self. As the moon starts to rise in the northeast of the valley, and you look at the radiant full moon, symbolizing the soul, symbolizing the doorway to spirit. And so within your own self, you can feel the alignment between body, soul, and spirit. You can feel how your divine I Am presence is descending now and overriding you and embracing you with deep love and gratitude. And as you look into the moon, you can see as Buddha, only a tiny speck on the horizon for now, descends slowly from the heavens, sitting in a lotus position, wearing his saffron robe. There is a serenity and a deep love that you can see upon the face of Buddha. His presence is beyond any religion. His presence is all about illuminating the hearts of humanity, illuminating the heart of Earth, to liberate those who are ready to step out of the darkness into the light. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to release the darkness and to step into the light? And so as Buddha gets closer, he hovers over that ball of water upon the crystal. And he is now facing Lord Maitreya directly. And there's a silent acknowledgement between the illuminated mind and the heart of God. And there's a magnetic force field that is being created. And Lord Maitreya begins an ancient mantra that empowers everyone to feel that they are ready, that they are receptive, and that their heart and mind is open for this transmission. It also creates a connection between Buddha and Lord Maitreya, a magnetic connection that allows Buddha to open up to the heavens in ways that otherwise he wouldn't be, and to become the channel and instrument that now brings forth the higher frequencies of light, of illumination, of love, of empowerment, of that what the divine wants you to receive at this time. And so we invite you during this time of transmission to simply open yourself up to receive as everyone else is doing. And we will play the second piece of music by Mike Snyder for you to truly allow you to integrate the beauty of this illumination that you are now receiving from Buddha through Lord Maitreya, through other masters to you. Allow yourself to receive this now. Thank you. this time, Buddha is descending to the ground, and Lord Maitreya is starting to hand out the water that has now been enriched by these higher frequencies, handing them out to everyone that is present. So I want you too to envision receiving the sacred water of life and to take it in, to drink it, and to feel how it is empowering you, to feel how it strengthens you, and to feel how you even further align with your own God self. It empowers you to be willing to have another level of trust and faith, that you're not alone, that you are being supported, and that you do make a difference. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here at this time. And so, now is the time for you to find and speak with one of the masters that are present in the valley. You can speak to Buddha directly, or you can speak to me, as I'm also there, or you can speak to Lord Maitreya or Sanat Kumara, the previous planetary logos. There are many of those who are there who want to support you. And also present are all seven Shohans of the seven rays. So if you feel connected to a particular ray because of the work, the service work you're doing here on Earth, you can seek them out too and connect with them. Take a moment and express to those that you feel guided to go to your intention, what it is that you want to anchor here on Earth in service, and what type of help and support, what type of dispensation you need to be able to make this happen. This is your time now. This is your opportunity. So do not hold back. And for this moment of you expressing that, what will be beneficial for you in service to humanity and to Gaia and to Earth, we will play that first piece of music from Mike Snyder again to give you that sense of connection with spirit and allow yourself to truly express in the inner realm that what is within your heart. Please know that your voice is being heard, that this is not simply your imagination. You will be supported as much as you allow yourself to be supported. Your willingness to be of service is not going unnoticed. Please feel our deep gratitude, because we do need you as an intermediary, as a bridge on Earth. So at this time, allow yourself to receive another blessing from that master that you've been talking to. Allow yourself to feel also their gratitude and love for your willingness to walk the path you've chosen. And at this time now, Buddha is going to start to get ready to raise himself up and to ascend back into heaven as being on Earth being in the frequency of Earth is, as I said before, a sacrifice for him. It is difficult for him. But he is not leaving before he walks to everyone one more time, and hugging and embracing those who are present, knowing that it is all of you who are willing to be here at this time, that will carry forth his legacy of love and light to those in need, to be that seed of light, to shine upon the way of humanity, to guide and direct, and to bring hope where hope is needed, to bring love where there's despair. And at this time then, after he completes his rounds, he's lifting himself up again, slowly raising himself towards the full moon, waving at everyone one more time, as he becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. And at this point, I invite you to take a moment and to just see around you how everyone is now looking more alive and more charged, more empowered. There's singing, there's dancing, there's drums, there are mantras again. And the seven chants of the seven rays, they all are singing together an ancient tune of empowerment, of unification. And that's what it's all about, unification. One of your greatest jobs is going to be to unify, to bring together. It is so easy to get caught in the separation, in the I am who I am and you are who you are. But it is now time to once again remember that you are I am that I am, and that includes all. So you are I am that, and what it is that you come in contact with, what you see, what presents itself in front of you, you're that too, because you're part of all that is. So acknowledge that and know that in this oneness there can be great miracles and a great form of liberation, because you will begin to look upon the world anew, and by focusing on the divinity within everything, you're one who is going to bring forth a greater divinity into the world as well. So begin now to get ready to step back into the Merkaba. And I want you to take this time to let that Merkaba take you all the way back up into the higher realms. You will see the Himalayan valley getting smaller and smaller. You will see the mountains getting smaller and smaller. It will take you back through the portal, back into the time of the here and now, and slowly return you back into your body. Once you enter your body, take your time, don't rush it, as the Merkaba will slowly lift itself from you and upwards. hope you found your way back into your body at this time. Archangel Metatron is now adjusting your auric field to ensure that from this journey that you've been on, everything is integrated beautiful also within your etheric realm, within your body, within your auric field. So take a couple of deep breaths and feel now how your body has changed. Allow yourself for a moment to feel your chakras, your crown, your third eye, your throat, your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral, your root. Everything has been purified. Everything has opened up a little further. And within you now is a new flame of illumination. And so I would like for you to one more time focus on your heart. Take a couple of deep breaths and allow yourself to go deeper within your own inner self and to let that flame of illumination call to you. Bring your consciousness to it. And as you get closer, as you feel its warmth, and its inviting essence, acknowledge that it will also take a little bit of time to integrate this illumination that you're now carrying within you. Your body, your nervous system, everything will have to adjust. And yes, you've gone through quite a preparation already in the few weeks leading up to it. And you all have felt a certain level of intensity of dealing with your fears, dealing with your anger, dealing with some of those parts of you that you certainly are not necessarily proud of. And yet they are part of your humanness. So with this flame of illumination, with that essence further activated within you, yes, you might get to see more, but rest assured, what you see will not trigger you to judge, but to love, to accept, to incorporate, to bring together, to integrate. So these are key aspects now in the weeks ahead for you to consider. Your body might ask of you to rest a little bit more, to slow down a little bit more, so that your physical self can adjust to the new frequency. And please know that by you having expressed your intention of being of greater service to Gaia, to Earth, to humanity, you've also created a new magnetic field around you that will now attract opportunities to you that will help you in this process. So don't rush it. Don't expect everything to happen immediately, but be kind to yourself. Acknowledge once again that this is a process that starts with the acceptance of all of you, even the physical body that is doing its best to catch up. Because in other lifetimes, when you reach this level of frequency, often your physical body was left behind and you ascended to another realm. But in this case, the idea is to bring spirit and body together, to support your physical self to be able to hold such higher frequencies. So be aware that the way you eat might change simply because your body is having now new forms of desires to be nurtured. And again, don't judge it. Allow it to take place. There's always an ebb and a flow, an up and a down. You are a human in a human form on Earth where night and day is being experienced. And it's part of the path of transformation. It is part of death and rebirth. So allow yourself to be moving along with those waves of transformation and be carried by your divine I Am presence safely across some of these more turbulent times that might be coming up as change is taking place and as humanity as a whole is going through an awakening process. But now that you're safe and you're loved and you're supported. So I invite you now, as you acknowledge that flame of illumination within yourself, to take a moment and see this flame grow. Let it grow further and further until you're fully engulfed in this flame of illumination. This is going to be your ally. This is going to allow you to see with greater clarity which path you should be taking. If for any reason, even though you've illuminated yourself fully, you still cannot see the path you should be taking, it is simply because it's not there yet. Then slow down, be patient, because everything will open up to you at the appropriate time. We also ask you to envision within the temple of your heart always an altar that holds that flame of illumination strong and alive, to nurture it, to take time to visit it, to take time to see it there, to see it grow and engulf you. The more you're allowing yourself this time of empowerment, this time of honoring this flame of illumination, the more it can be assisting you, and the more it can be of benefit to you as well as those that you come in contact with. Have no doubt, 2016 is about completion and new beginnings. It is about you stepping even further into your discipleship, into your sainthood, into your divine essence. So rest assured that I will be there right with you, holding your hand and assuring you whenever you have doubt and whenever you're afraid that all of this is just a matter of transformation. Take another few deep breaths. Allow yourself slowly to come back into your outer world again. Open up your eyes. Feel your feet on the earth. And become very much aware that you are doing this not just for your own self, but to support Earth in her awakening process. Know that to be true. I am Saint Germain, and I am with you always on your path of enlightenment. And it is so. Namaste. Thank you, Saint Germain, for taking everyone to the Wisak Valley and for allowing everyone to experience the beautiful, empowering illumination and enlightenment from Buddha. And I have to find my voice again, so I'm sorry it takes me a moment to come back. I feel almost like I'm in trance, so my apologies. I'm trying to get back into gear here, but it's not always that easy. Thank you all for being part of our show today. And as Saint Germain said, take your time. Don't ever underestimate those times of initiations, those times of the full moon, of integration that needs to take place. And so next week's show will very much be focused on helping you integrating further these new frequencies. So we are going to continue to support you on this path towards enlightenment, to experience the power of transformation in a peaceful and effortless way, not in an aggressive way. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It really doesn't have to be dramatic. And the big part in that is your willingness to give yourself to something greater than you, to not always have to control it or figure it out. You giving yourself to your divine I Am presence. So thank you for being part of our show today again. We know this will help you on your path of enlightenment. I'm looking forward to being with all of you again next week. Make sure to listen to the show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. With that, I will close the show now for today. Blessings to all of you. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Namaste. Peace out. May you be loved far beyond your expectations. And it is so. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.